Well, welcome to Witness Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood, with the LCMS Office of National Mission in the KFUO, the worldwide KFUO studios with Andy Bates.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, what's it all about, Andy?
What's it all about? What's KFUO all about?
Well, actually, Witness Wednesday.
Oh, what's Witness Wednesday all about?
What's Witness all about?
What's Witness all about?
And I've been kind of kicking this one around a little bit, talking about, well, what is Witness all about? And found something kind of helpful to kind of walk through in, well, of all places, the Bible. Imagine that.
It's a good place to start.
Yeah.
It's really a good place to end, too.
So the Gospel of St. Mark in the fifth chapter, now this is recorded in the other Gospels as well. It's the account of Jesus coming out to this kind of remote area called the Gerasenes and finding this man who is just in a miserable situation. And the story picks up, this is Mark 5, they came to the other side of the sea, the country of the Gerasenes, and when Jesus stepped out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. He lived among the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain, for he had often been bound with shackles and chains, but he wrenched the chains apart, and he broke the shackles in pieces. No one had the strength to subdue him. Night and day, among the tombs and on the mountains, he was always crying out and cutting himself with stones. Now, from a witnessing point of view, then, we'd say, well, witnessing is about Jesus coming to people who need him. And this man obviously needed Jesus. But if we were to say, well, I don't know any demon-possessed Gerasenes in my life, so I guess I'm off the hook. We need to kind of put this into our context. Are there people in your life who need Jesus? Are there people in any kind of bondage? Maybe not physical bondage, but aren't there people all around us in terrible spiritual bondage? Aren't there people who are just beside themselves, suffering and in pain, looking for relief, and maybe trying all sorts of things for relief, but all they're doing is hurting themselves more? Well, witnessing is about Jesus coming to people just like that. Of course, how does he come to them now? Does he show up on a boat?
Not usually.
Not usually, especially if you're landlocked. No, he comes to these people through his witnesses, through us. You know, we're the ones that bring Jesus to these people who are hopeless and helpless. And so that's the first thing witnessing about is about Jesus coming to people who need him. Then as the story picks up, we find out a little bit more about what witnessing is about. So, and when Jesus saw him from afar, he ran and fell down before him. I'm sorry, when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and fell down before him. And crying out with a loud voice, he said, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." For he was saying to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." And Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he begged him earnestly not to send them out of the country. So witnessing is all about Jesus wanting to have to do with broken people. See that question even? What have you to do with me, Jesus? Wow. Yeah, that's really an interesting question. What have you to do with me? Now, what does Jesus have to do with us broken people? Well, he left the riches and majesty and glory of heaven to come into our broken, sinful world, to bear the sorrow and suffering and pain that rightfully belongs to us, to endure a punishment that was not his, but ours. Jesus wants everything to do with us. But do people understand that? Yeah. So witnessing is about Jesus wanting to have to do with us broken people, to demonstrate his love and compassion, and to put before us this great need that we have, and to show us that he came to satisfy that need. And so this is what this man experiences with Jesus. Now, when we go out and we share that good news with people, that Jesus did come into the world, you know, that Bible verse that so many people know well, you know, God so loved the world that he sent his one and only son, you know, that we're there to show that Jesus wants to have to do with them, that he hasn't written them off, no matter how far they've gone down that path, that, you know, no matter how bad things are, no matter what they've done, that Jesus still wants to have to do with them. And so that's what witnessing is about, bringing that message to people.
Seems like an appropriate response when we hear the word of God, too, you know, in the divine service, when we hear God's word, Jesus, what have you to do with me?
Right. Instead of, you know, this is the word of the Lord. Maybe we could talk to Pastor Whedon about, you know, adding in a response right before that or after that. You know, Jesus, why would you want anything to do with me? You know, because of his great love. So we're probably not going to change the liturgy to incorporate that, but we can let that motivate us to be his witnesses.
It's part of our confession.
All right.
All right.
Well, so there's a third thing now.
A third thing?
A third thing that witnessing is all about. And so the rest of the story, a great herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside, and they begged him, saying, "Send us out to the pigs. Let us enter them." So he gave them permission. And the unclean spirits came out and entered the pigs, and the herd, numbering about 2,000, rushed down the steep bank into the sea and drowned in the sea. And so what we see here, witnessing, is all about Jesus delivering people from their hopeless circumstances. So that this man was, there's nothing anyone can do for him. He can't help himself. He's so thoroughly enslaved, spiritually enslaved to these demons, that they're legion, you know, they're overpowering, that there's just no hope whatsoever for him. And as we look around our world today, I see people who are hopeless, spiritually hopeless. It doesn't matter whether you're watching the latest Planned Parent expose video, or you're watching people celebrate their sin in the decisions of the Supreme Court, or you're just watching your neighbor, you know, take out you know, $40,000 loan for a boat, even though he can't, you know, pay all of his bills, because he just needs one more thing in his life to fill up that emptiness. And guess where he's going to be on Sunday morning instead of church? You know, it doesn't matter what hopelessness enslaves these people. It is rampant. It is legion in our culture. And all of us know people who have not only been born spiritually enslaved to sin, but remain spiritually enslaved to sin, or unable to do anything to free themselves. And witnessing is about bringing Jesus to people, because he delivers people from their hopeless circumstances. What he's done for us, he'll do for others.
Jesus, what have you to do with me?
Yeah, I'm here to deliver you. And then the rest of the story, well, you know, just briefly, we know that that those pigs rushed down the hill, they drown, and that wasn't exactly well received by the people who owned the pigs, who were responsible for the pigs. And it said they came to Jesus, saw the demon-possessed man, the one who had the legion, sitting there, clothed and in his right mind. So it reminds us that Jesus, witnessing is about Jesus making people whole, you know, that he has reconciled us and redeemed us, that in baptism we now have new life. We have it now. It's ours right now. We've been made whole by the love and blood of Jesus. And in the resurrection, all things will be made new and full and complete. And so witnessing is about that work of Jesus to make us whole, not just saving our souls, but he caring for us wholly, completely, holistically. And then as the story continues, this man is just so filled with joy over what Jesus had done for him that he wants to go with Jesus and hang out with him, be one of his disciples. And Jesus says a word that we don't like to hear, no, because he has something better for this man. He said he did not permit him, but said to him, "Go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." And he went away and began to proclaim in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and everyone marveled. So witnessing is about Jesus sending us to share what he has done for us and for others. He wants all people to know this great love that he has for the world, that he does want to have to do with us, that he has delivered us from this spiritual slavery. He has made us free, makes us whole, and he wants us not to withdraw into a safe place with other like-minded people, but wants us to go tell friends and family, all the people in our lives about this. Look what this man did. He doesn't just say, okay, Jesus said, tell my friends and my family, so check those boxes. No, he goes out and tells the whole Decapolis, 10 cities. He goes out and tells everybody he sees, look what Jesus has done. He's not what he's done for me. He has also done for you. So in summary, I'd say, what is witnessing all about? Well, it's all about Jesus. You know, it's not about the programs or methods that we come up with. It's not about you or your faithfulness as a witness. It's not even really about the lost. You know, they're obviously the recipients of this great gift, but it's really, witnessing is all about Jesus. All about Jesus, the crucified and risen one. His will, his work, his love for the world. The one who delights in having to do with us and delivering us from our spiritual slavery and giving us freedom in life.
Amen. So it sounds like we're given to witness because it's all about Jesus, but we're given to witness to those who are not necessarily like us, who don't think like us or don't look like us, who don't sound like us even.
Yes, we're called to those who are hopeless, who are living outside of love, who are, you know, spiritually just like this demon-possessed man, but may also be physically like him on the margins of society. But not just them, but everybody whose life is captive to sin, everybody who is going around enslaved. And it comes in different forms. Some look and feel a little more comfortable to us than others, but all of them are destructive.
And if we're honest, who isn't around us enslaved to sin or captive to sin?
Yeah. Any non-believing person, any non-Christian person you know is still captive to their sin, is still possessed by the spirit of this world, is still in need of Jesus coming to them to set them free. And he has sent us as his witnesses to that wonderful, joyful task. Go and tell your friends and your family. Go and tell people what God has done for you and for them.